a diabetes breakthrough.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they are, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and more in control of your health. You're more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, all manner of skin issues, acne, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this healing system is really just the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. Thanks so much for joining us today, friends. If you'd like to speak to us, if you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your medicines and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products that you hear us talk about on the program or that you hear advertised on the program, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the products. Or if you'd like to join me in my mission to help educate the world about how important nutritional supplementation can be, how helpful nutritional supplementation can be, somebody will get back to you with information about that as well. You can also purchase any of the products you hear about on the shopping cart at brightsideben.com. And make sure you check out the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition video, which will give you a little bit of an idea about what the Bright Side philosophy is. And we also have articles up there as well. Okay, thanks so much for being here, folks. I think I'm going to change subjects a little bit. We've been talking about the thyroid and the adrenal gland for the last couple of weeks, actually almost probably a month, maybe 5 weeks or so, and I want to shift gears a little bit. We don't really talk about this topic that we're going to spend the next few days on. We don't really talk about it that much, cardiovascular disease, heart disease. And that's because cardiovascular issues, the heart system, the circulatory system, the whole cardiovascular setup is dependent on the three fundamental systems that we talk about all the time, the digestive system, the blood sugar, insulin system, and then the adrenal/thyroid system. So it's more of a secondary issue when we talk about heart disease and we talk about cardiac health. If you're not taking care of the three fundamental systems, the digestive system, the blood sugar, insulin system, and the adrenal thyroid system, you're not going to get great results for overall heart health if you just try to treat the circulatory system or the heart. So for you folks who are out there on Plavix or on digoxin or on any of a whole slew of calcium channel blockers or beta blockers, and you're not addressing the fundamental cause, folks, you are not doing your body any good. You're simply masking your symptoms, and you're still degenerating and degrading, and your demise is inevitable. And unfortunately, when the heart goes, some really ugly things follow. Have you ever seen anybody who had a stroke? It isn't pretty. You know, and the risks of stroke and the risks of heart disease increase. They do not decrease with prescription drug strategies that do not address the three fundamental systems, the digestive system, the sugar insulin system, and the adrenal thyroid system. So, folks, if you're out there on Plavix, and there's a lot of you out there on Plavix, or if you're out there on any beta blocker or calcium channel blocker, but you're not addressing your fundamental issues, your heart is not benefiting. That's why, folks, heart medicine, cardiac medicine, blood pressure medicine is really serious stuff, because in order to get the heart to do what you want it to do, or the circulatory system to do what you want it to do, if you have underlying breakdowns in the digestive system or the sugar and the insulin system or the adrenal thyroid system, in order to get the heart to cooperate, you got to poison it. And you got to use some serious poison on it. When it comes to the toxicity of drugs, and by that I mean the window between how helpful a drug is and how deadly a drug is, when it comes to the toxicity of drugs, heart drugs are serious problems. There's a cost-benefit ratio with cardiac drugs that is just not in your favor. And the reason that is so is because it takes some nasty poison. It takes some nasty poison to trick the heart, or to force the heart into doing what we want it to do, when there's underlying dysfunction in the digestive system, the sugar insulin system, and the adrenal thyroid system. Especially the sugar insulin system, and diabetes is one of the main reasons why people have heart disease. So there's a cost-benefit ratio to these cardiac drugs that is really, really bad, especially considering that there's some really important and easy to use and really inexpensive nutritional supplements that can be used to quickly improve cardiac health. Remember, the more deficient you are, the faster and more effectively the body tends to absorb nutrients. And usually the heart is going to get first crack at any nutrients that you put into your body when you're deficient. That's because the heart is getting lots of blood, obviously, and the heart is moving really quickly and regularly. So when a tissue is moving regularly and quickly, and when a tissue is perfused, when it gets a lot of blood supply, that's a tissue that is going to get first crack at the nutrients that you put in your body. So when you start a nutritional supplement program, your heart is one of the first systems that benefits. When you start a nutritional supplement program, your heart is one of the first systems that benefits. When you make corrective changes in your diet and your lifestyle, again, the heart is one of the first systems that benefits. And that's true about all nutritional supplements, especially about electrolytes, potassium, sodium, chloride, magnesium. Magnesium is so critical for cardiovascular health that it's actually available as a prescription for treating heart arrhythmias. Now, these nutrients, cardiac nutrients, potassium, calcium, chloride, the electrolytes, magnesium, and the B vitamins, and a few other ones that we'll talk about, these nutrients are among the cheapest and the easiest of all nutrients to obtain. And these are nutrients that, from a biological perspective, are so important and so functional that they are found in great abundance in all living things. They're the stuff of life. So they're everywhere. They're cheap. And not only do they work, they're exactly what your body needs and has been missing. So people say, well, you can't say the cure word. You can't say B vitamins cure heart disease. You can't say vitamin C cures heart disease. Well, you're right. It's not like B vitamins and vitamin C and magnesium and potassium cure anything. You see, the idea of cure, it presupposes that we're sick. And it's not that we're sick, it's that we're starving. It's that we're missing key nutrients. So it's not so much that these nutrients cure anything, it's that these nutrients act as fuel. They act as food, they act as substances that allow the systems to work. In this particular case, that allows the heart to work. They're exactly what the heart wants, and they're exactly what the heart needs. How did we let this medical model hypnotize us, entrance us into taking medicines that poison the heart? Please, people, tell me, how is it ever okay to poison your heart in order to lower your blood pressure? That is the dumbest of an entire formulary, an entire spectrum of stupidity in modern medicine. The height of it, the height of the dumbness, is taking a drug that poisons your heart to lower your blood pressure. And that's exactly how beta blockers work. They poison your heart. That's how calcium channel blockers work. They poison your heart. These drugs, propranolol drugs and lisinopril drugs and metoprolol drugs and nifedipine drugs, these calcium channel blockers and beta blockers, poison the heart to slow it down so you don't know that you got a problem with your circulatory system. Please. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933 if you want to get on board. We're going to take a break and come back with more good information on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We are here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, 5 days a week. 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. We also have all the programs up on our archive page at brightsideben.com. And, of course, if you get to brightsideben.com, you can check out all the fine longevity products that you hear us talk about in the program. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. And somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products or the Youngevity business if you so desire. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Angela at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, complete multivitamin mineral complex powder you added to water, and you drink it. It tastes great. It's a great way to show people who don't believe in the power of nutritional supplementation. I don't know how you can't believe in the power of nutritional supplements, but there are a lot of folks who still like to take their medicines and think that there's no proof, there's no evidence. I talked to a doctor this weekend, actually, a friend of mine. He said, well, I kind of believe in nutrition, but there's not a lot of proof. There's not a lot of evidence. This was a physician who told me this. I wasn't surprised, but anyway, if you have a friend, a loved one, somebody that you want to demonstrate how effective a nutritional supplement program can be, get them on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It tastes great, it's easy to use, and it's a nice way to get a steady state, low level influx of nutrients into the body. It bypasses any digestive problems, which almost 100 million Americans have. Nutrients are only as good as they are absorbed, and liquids are always the best absorbed. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course, is absorbed right away. Bypasses digestive problems. Tastes great. It's less than $50 a month. In fact, it's less than $40 a month if you get yourself on AutoShip and as part of the Healthy Start Pack, which includes essential fatty acids, the all-important EFAs. We'll be talking about those later this week because they're very important for cardiovascular health, essential fatty acids. You know, omega-3 fatty acids in particular act as blood thinners for you guys who are on Plavix or on who are worried about blood clots or thrombosis. You may want to consider getting yourself on omega-3 essential fatty acids. You'll find those in the essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from Youngevity, which are part of the Healthy Start Pack, and then the OsteoFX, which contains liquid magnesium and liquid calcium, also very heart-friendly nutrients. The whole thing is $112. If you get on AutoShip, you save the shipping, and it's a great way for you to get yourself involved in the nutritional supplement program and start yourself a little business as well. That's brightsideben.com. You can click on the Join Now link, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela at 866-735-2470. All right, talking about the heart, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, the best-selling drugs in the world are the blockers, the anti-drugs. Folks, if there's a blocker in the word that describes the prescription drug you're taking, what do you think they're blocking? They're blocking something that your body is trying to do. If there's an anti in the word, if there's an inhibitor in the word, these are drugs you probably don't want to be messing around with. All right, anti, inhibitor, blockers, these prescription drugs that we take that anti and that inhibit and then block anti and inhibit. Biochemistry that's supposed to be happening in the body, not a good thing. Okay, so if we're going to talk about cardiovascular health, we probably need to address, first and foremost, the most important segment of the entire cardiovascular market, and that's the one that we seem to hear the most about, the whole cholesterol thing. With this, all the controversy and statistical manipulation and marketing, I think it might be helpful to cut to the chase on the whole cholesterol issue and have a little chat about cholesterol and, of course, about cholesterol's hand-in-hand partner, the statin drugs. Now, this whole thing, this whole idea about cholesterol causing heart disease, it's technically referred to as the cholesterol hypothesis, or some people call it the lipid hypothesis. This whole notion that cholesterol causes heart disease is really the brainchild of a group of scientists who were studying in the early and middle part of the 1900s what exactly the connection was between cholesterol. It seemed to be showing up in great abundance in arteries and heart disease. They noticed when they did autopsies on people who had heart attacks, they noticed that there would be cholesterol located in the coronary arteries, in the heart arteries. The whole idea that there might be a link between cholesterol and heart disease was actually based on the work of a guy named Rudolf Virchow, V-I-R-C-H-O-W. And Rudolf Virchow was one of the most important medical presence, one of the most significant doctors in history. If you study the history of medicine, Rudolf Virchow is one of the leading figures. He's called the father of pathology, and he was a world-renowned expert on how the body's metabolism, how the body's chemistry worked, which is, in other words, how things happened or how things did not happen or how things happened incorrectly in the body. Rudolf Virchow was the first guy to bring about the idea that lipid or fatty plaques, fatty thickening pieces that he saw in the arteries of heart attack victims might have been the cause of those heart attacks. Now, this was just a hypothesis, keep in mind. And there's a major flaw in this hypothesis, as we'll find out here in a minute. Anyway, this idea was sort of floating around until the early 1900s when some bright scientist did an experiment where he fed a bunch of rabbits cholesterol, and a bunch of the rabbits died. All right, so he said, well, let's see. We're going to feed the rabbits cholesterol, see what happens. Lo and behold, the cholesterol died, and they died of heart attacks. So he said, well, gosh, cholesterol caused heart attacks. The problem is, rabbits are herbivores. They're vegetarians. They eat grass. They don't eat cholesterol because there's no cholesterol in grass. Cholesterol is only made in animals. So you can't, a rabbit does not metabolize cholesterol like a human being does. The stupidity of drawing conclusions about human heart health from feeding cholesterol rabbits seems pretty obvious, yet that's exactly what happened. A conclusion was drawn about cholesterol and heart disease, and an entire new disease model and all of the associated profit-driven accoutrements came along with it. Ridiculously high-priced drugs, ridiculously dangerous drugs, and ridiculous medical procedures. By the way, no one really knew anything about heart attacks until around the early 1900s. We didn't even have a word for heart attack until 1912. A heart attack is technically referred to as a myocardial infarction. Myocardial means the heart muscle, myocardial, muscle of the heart, and infarction is medical speak for suffocation of tissue, when a tissue dies by suffocation. So a myocardial infarction is heart muscle dying by being suffocated. Do you ever wonder why there's only one organ in the body that doesn't get cancer? You never hear of cancer of the heart. You ever wonder why there's no such thing as cancer of the heart? The reason there's no such thing as cancer of the heart is because the heart is bathed in oxygen and cancer cannot survive in oxygen. The whole issue of infarction has to do with lack of oxygen. When tissue dies in the heart, it dies from suffocation, and a heart attack is a piece of suffocated tissue. It's when tissue does not get oxygenated. Anyway, the heart's using up lots of oxygen, and if the blood becomes thickened or if there's fatty deposits blocking the circulatory system, it's not going to take long for a suffocation, for a tissue to get to suffocate, for an infarction to occur. A heart attack is when a small piece of the body's most critical structure, the heart, perhaps along with the brain, basically dies. A piece of the muscle, a piece of heart muscle, a piece of heart muscle tissue actually is dead. A myocardial infarction, a muscle tissue infarction, a muscle tissue suffocation. Anyway, this mechanism of heart death was described in 1912, and after the description, something very interesting happened. After they labeled this disease heart attacks, after they came up with a definition and a description, something very interesting happened. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity, Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com. You can always click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information, or you can order products directly from the webpage. We also have all our shows archived up there. We've got articles and videos at brightsideben.com. You can always send me an email as well, ben@ksco.com. I do get tons of emails, and I try to get back to as many folks as I possibly can. If you put your phone number on there, it's much easier for me to get back to you. Don't be surprised if I give you a call, because I will be calling folks. I do like to see who's out there. I like to stay in touch with you guys. I like to stay in touch with my listeners, because you know what? I got some smart listeners, and I really appreciate that about all of you guys, that not only are you smart, but you don't believe the baloney that is being pushed on us by people who just want to make a profit off of our ill health. You know, one of the reasons I do this program is because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much disinformation out there. And as somebody who's privy to how a sausage is made as a pharmacist, I know a lot of things that they don't tell you about on the commercials. And I want everybody to know about it. It's not fair for me to keep that information to myself. And that's why I do this program. And that's why I want to stay in touch with you guys as well. So if you're sending me an email, make sure you put your phone number on there. It's much easier for me to get back to you by telephone than it is to try to write back. Right back to everybody. Now, I did an interesting letter named Carol. She put her phone number on here, but she didn't put her complete phone number. I wanted to call Carol back because it was an interesting note. Ben, this message is for you. You are the one I want your help. I had a mild heart attack 2 weeks ago. I resisted 10 attempts to get me to have a catheter and a stent. They cleared it within 5 days with heparin. I went home with aspirin, metoprolol, lisinopril. Doctor wants me to take Plavix and pravastatin. That's technically polypharmacy right there, folks. That's five medications. That's how you define polypharmacy, and that is ridiculous, but that is the modern paradigm, the modern medical paradigm for treating heart disease, is to put people on different levels of prescription drugs. Carol continues, I'm refusing to take the drugs. My blood pressure has been in the high 140s and high 80s for years. Now, here's the thing, folks. If your blood pressure is high, and if you aren't taking care of your health, your overall health, you may need prescription drugs. You may need to poison your body to knock out, to slow down your heart if your blood pressure is going out of control, or if your heart is beating out of control, if there's something going on in the rhythm. Carol continues, the doctor's scaring me about the plaque. What are the best two longevity products to tackle the plaque and blood pressure? Okay, here's the deal. If you have any kind of heart issues, the number one first thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're laying off any foods that mess up your blood sugar and insulin. Even more important, at least in the short term, than correcting digestive problems is correcting blood sugar problems. Eventually, you're going to need to correct any digestive issues because that's the hole in the bottom of your boat, and you're going to be leaking no matter how much you're bailing, and eventually you're going to sink. So you do need to take care of the digestive system eventually, but for emergency measures, like Carol describes here, you gotta stabilize your blood sugar. It's almost impossible for somebody to have these kind of cardiac markers, these kind of health markers, or heart markers, heart health markers, without having some kind of diabetic or insulin problem underneath. So stabilizing your blood sugar by laying off the insulin spiking foods is the single most important first step to take. If you've had a heart attack, if they want to put you on drugs, if you're concerned about a heart attack, if you have heart disease in your family, if you have high blood pressure problems, if you have any kind of circulatory problems, folks, the first thing you want to do is stabilize your blood sugar, lay off the insulin spiking foods. Don't try to use willpower. You're not going to be able to do it with willpower. Most of us aren't going to be able to do it with willpower. You have to up your protein and up your essential fatty acids to drop your intake of sugars and fast-burning foods. The fast-burning foods, potatoes, corn, grains of all kinds, refined grains of all kinds, flours, flour of all kinds, processed foods, fruit juice, cakes, pasta, the foods we all like, the foods we all love, really. Those are the foods you have to at least wean yourself off of, at least reduce your intake of. And the best way to do that is increase your intake of protein, especially powdered protein. Increase your intake of essential fatty acids, all of them, omega-3s and omega-6 essential fatty acids. All right, that's for Carol. Now, for anybody else, there's lots of other things that you could do, too, in terms of nutritional supplementation. Well, let me finish talking here about cholesterol, and then we'll get into some nutritional supplements that are important for cardiovascular health, right? So we're back in the early 1900s. They didn't even have a word for heart attack. It wasn't until 1912 that the term heart attack was coined. And then something very interesting happened. After they coined the word heart attack, all of a sudden, people started to get heart attacks. Myocardial infarctions and heart attacks went from not even having a word to describe them to being the leading cause of death in America within 40 or 50 years, a relatively short order. It seemed like heart attacks were everywhere. And only recently, in the last 5 years or so, has the pace slowed down a tiny little bit. So by the 1940s and 1950s, this idea that was still relatively new, kind of an invention about cholesterol and heart disease, by the 1940s and the 1950s, it was medical dogma that cholesterol and fat intake was to blame for heart disease. There were still physicians, there were still biochemists and scientists who knew that this didn't quite make sense. that we ate lots of fat in the 18th century and in the 19th century, and all of a sudden in the 20th century, all of a sudden heart attacks went through the roof. So there's something that just didn't smell right. And if you were a biochemist back in the 40s or 50s and you knew about the chemistry of the body, you were a little suspicious of this idea about heart disease and the lipid hypothesis and cholesterol. There was a guy named Ansel Keys, K-E-Y-S, who was a dietitian and a food scientist from Minnesota, actually, who became a spokesperson and a tireless advocate for this idea that heart disease was linked to fats, specifically saturated fats. Ansel Keys was the guy who came up with the Mediterranean diet back in the 1980s. Anyway, Ansel Keys was considered a big-time nutritional guru, and when he came out with the idea that excess ingestion of saturated fats and cholesterol cause heart disease, he got a lot of attention. He basically launched the whole industrial vegetable oil business. All of a sudden in the 50s and 60s, you started to hear about how vegetable oil was what you were supposed to eat if you were worried about heart disease. Stay away from the lard, stay away from the saturated fat. Everybody should be eating vegetable oil. Everybody should be eating omega-6 fats. Corn oil was the big thing. I remember when I was growing up, there was a commercial about how corn oil was good for your heart. Corn oil, Mazola, was good for your heart, and that was the whole vegetable oil good for your heart push that came really from Ansel Keys, tireless advocacy for the lipid hypothesis. Historically, people were using lard, and it was really around the turn of the century, there was a big marketing push that involved a lot of psychologically manipulative techniques to get people to stop using lard. Edward Bernays, some of you may know who Edward Bernays was, he's considered the father of propaganda, the father of PR. He was a cousin, I believe, of Sigmund Freud. And Edward Bernays started the public relations industry, and he started it by really experimenting, learning how to experiment with the psyches of the public to get them to buy things that they didn't want to buy. Edward Bernays actually wrote a book called Propaganda. The title of the book is Propaganda, and it's a little book. It's about 100 pages or so, and in the book he talks about how you can manipulate masses of people using propaganda. Back then, back when he wrote the book in the 20s, I believe, or 30s, propaganda didn't have a negative connotation, so he somewhat shamelessly put it right on the title, Propaganda. Anyway, Edward Bernays was involved in this whole vegetable oil used vegetable oil push in the early 1900s. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals? Drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals. I suggest a healthy start pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side, folks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. Our number 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2070. Make sure you ask them about the Healthy Start Pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and drink. It's a great source of almost all your basic nutrients, vitamin A for your eyes, vitamin C for the ticker, for your heart. Vitamin C is also great for your immune system. This time of year when everybody's getting sick, getting colds, you're not going to need your flu shot if you take care of your nutritional needs, and vitamin C is a key component of your nutritional needs. Vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, all these are in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a great way to get all of your basic nutrients, and it's also a great way to demonstrate how effective a nutritional supplement program can be for folks who don't want to take pills or don't want to involve themselves too much in nutritional supplementation. Just drinking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a perfect way to demonstrate how effective a nutritional supplement program can be. 866-735-2470 is Phyllis and Andy or Nassima and Rachel or Angela or Frank or Danette's phone number, and they can tell you all about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well as the other longevity products. And you can also get to my website, brightsideben.com, and purchase all the products off the shopping cart at the website. Okay, we're talking about the most important organ in the body, arguably, the heart. Heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day, and 100,000 or so heartbeats every day. You know, 1 minute, every one of the cells of your body gets completely perfused. All the 100 trillion cells of the body get bathed in blood and the materials that are in blood. Every minute of the body, your heart is reaching all the cells of your body. There are through some 60,000 plus miles of circulatory system. This is an amazing setup we have, the cardiovascular system. We're talking before we went to break about Edward Bernays and his involvement in some of this, some of the ideas that we have about health and about healing. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's cousin, and at the turn of the century, he started to figure out that human beings could really be manipulated psychologically to get us to do what people who were selling them products wanted them to do, namely buy stuff. Edward Bernays was involved in increasing sales for the United Fruit Company, was interested in increasing their banana sales. There was a cigarette company, I forgot which one it was, I think it was the American Tobacco Company, that wanted to get women to smoke, and Edward Bernays started the Torches of Freedom campaign to get women to smoke as a demonstration of their freedom. Edward Bernays was involved in the whole mythology around a healthy breakfast. You know, the idea that we need to eat a healthy big breakfast with bacon was really the brainchild of Edward Bernays, who wanted to increase bacon sales for the Beechnut Packing Company. And Edward Bernays wanted to increase Crisco oil sales for Procter & Gamble, so he promoted the idea that vegetable oil was good for your heart, and that caught on, especially considering the fact that doctors were starting to get the idea that there was something about eating saturated fat that was causing heart disease. So Edward Bernays, the father of propaganda and the medical mafia in general, promoted this idea that the lipid hypothesis, that cholesterol, eating saturated fat was bad for your heart, despite the fact that we have very little evidence to this day. Very little evidence shows that eating a lot of cholesterol or eating a lot of fat is bad for your heart. Not necessarily that you want to be eating a lot of fat. It's not the fat so much as it is the rancid fat that's the problem, but I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll continue talking about that in the coming days. So there was science, there was literature, there was pop propaganda, there was PR, there were doctors who were promoting the idea vegetable oil's good, all other oils bad, even though, interestingly enough, there wasn't a lot of scientific evidence. Much of this was speculation until around the 1950s and 1960s, they were starting to come up with some research that showed that if you lowered your cholesterol by taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, that heart attacks could be reduced. The theory on heart disease was then imprinted in cement. As soon as they started to show studies that taking cholesterol drugs lowered your risks of heart attack, boom, that theory got set in stone. And it got actually expanded to you eat a lot of cholesterol and saturated fat. The cholesterol you eat then goes into your blood where it floats around, eventually leaking through your artery walls and depositing as hardened plaque, basically another word for thickening. These thickenings then were supposedly constricted blood flow, leading to infarctions, leading to death of tissue that wouldn't get blood. Voila, heart disease. This theory was originally called the cholesterol hypothesis, although at this point it has left the realm of hypothesis. Hypothesis is just basically a theory. At this point, the cholesterol hypothesis is no longer a hypothesis, and it is now entered into the holy ground of full-blown, authentic medical dogma. In 1984, the National Institute of Health announced that it has been established beyond a reasonable doubt that lowering elevated blood cholesterol, specifically blood levels of low-density lipoprotein, LDL cholesterol, will reduce the risk of heart attacks caused by coronary heart disease. That's the words of the National Institute of Health. And voila, we now have a full-blown medical truth. Although, remember, a dogma is not a truth. A dogma is an article of faith. So what we are really talking about with this entire silliness around cholesterol and heart disease is faith-based medicine, not science, not facts, not hardcore empirical understandings. And that's why if you look at the literature today, it is still not clear whether elevated blood cholesterol leads to heart disease. In a wonderful book on carbohydrates, good carbs, bad carbs, good calories, bad calories, Gary Taub, on page 81, writes that the Framingham Heart Study, which was initiated in 1948, still going on today, as a matter of fact, In the Framingham Heart Study, Framingham patients whose cholesterol declined were more likely to die prematurely than those whose cholesterol increased or stayed the same. That's out of good calories, bad calories, which is now considered a classic on this whole idea of the lipid hypothesis by Gary Taub, T-A-U-B-E. He also has another cool book called Why We Get Fat and What We Can Do About It. In his book, he says that in the Framingham Heart Study, patients whose cholesterol declined were more likely to die early than patients whose cholesterol increased. You see, cholesterol is an absolutely critical component of biochemical health. You cannot get more critical when it comes to a biochemical in the body than cholesterol. You cannot get more important, more vital than cholesterol when it comes to biochemical health. Cholesterol is the raw material for dozens of different hormone compounds in the body, including and especially your youth hormones and your repair hormones and your reproductive hormones. It's also a raw material for stress hormone. It's also a raw material for vitamin D. Brain health is highly dependent on cholesterol. And in fact, every single one of the 100 trillion cells in your body depends on cholesterol for information processing, for the integrity of a cell membrane. So cholesterol has an important role to play when it comes to information processing in the body, whether that information processing is occurring in your brain or whether that information processing is occurring in a cell. Cells are talking to each other. Cells are communicating to each other at the cell membrane level. A cell membrane, the outside part of a cell, is how cells communicate to each other. They're communicating to each other via membrane-to-membrane signaling. The one cell membrane is scanning the environment, and it's communicating with other cell membranes. And because the cell membrane is largely composed of this really important compound, playing around with your cholesterol levels through artificial chemistry, through pharmacological manipulation, is playing with fire. It is bound to cause problems. The real issue when it comes to patients in cholesterol is, why is our cholesterol being elevated? That's what you want to ask. What is going on that is causing patients in cholesterol? It's not that we have a problem, it's why we have a problem. It's not that we have a symptom, it's why we have a symptom. It's not that elevations in cholesterol, it's why do we have elevations in cholesterol? Why is the body making so much cholesterol? What is going on in the biochemistry of the body, specifically in the liver, that's causing cholesterol to be produced in such copious amounts? That's what we want to be asking ourselves, not poisoning the system so it's making this impound. All right, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back at you tomorrow. We'll continue our discussion on cardiovascular health and on cholesterol. And we'll talk about something that's really troubling from U.S. researchers from the National Institute of Health and the American Academy of Pediatrics. We'll cover that tomorrow. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.